Birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. They have no new game. They have no new game. They think they have some new game, but they don't. They don't realize the game that they're playing was already before. It's nothing but the flesh mind. The flesh creatures are separated and divided. They're not one. They're not in oneness with Christ. So they're all in their divided mind, but it's always the anti. The mind of Christ is oneness. The anti-Christ mind is division. But they all think the same. They all act the same. They all work the same. They all believe the same. And they worship themselves. They worship themselves. Even as they get older, they still worship themselves. It's bizarro. And most of them vampired off of other people to get where they're at. They never got there on their own. They either got somebody's Social Security, they got somebody's insurance, they had a bunch of slaves working under them, playing gaslighting Jezebel games, you know, gaslighters. Really, it's really bizarre, people. It's so bizarre, it's not even funny. And you can look at your nation and see that they love the creation instead of the creator. They hate the Pa and they love the Ma, the machine. They idolize the Ma and hate the Pa, God the Father. For real. It's the creation instead of the creator. It's obvious. The flesh versus the spirit. It's so obvious. It's not even a question. When you take it down to its root pattern, root words, root etymology, root doctrine, root anything. It's the flesh versus the spirit. And Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. That's why the devil went to Eve to tempt Eve, because Eve is the flesh side of Adam. It's an allegory. It's a fractal. It's a object lesson. It's a pattern. That the flesh creature is nothing but sin, but the born again has the Holy Spirit, which is outside this place. Her desire is to rule over him. The flesh mind's trying to rule over the spirit mind. But the only way the flesh mind knows how to do it is through Jezebel games. Manipulation, witchcraft, sorcery, gaslighting, all the games that a narcissist would play, Jezebel, Delilah. But they have no power on their own, so they have to team up. And when they team up with people, their plan usually leaks out through somebody. It leaks out through somebody, and they end up fighting each other and destroying themselves. They try to demasculate, destroy. disenfranchised. I don't know if that applies or not. See, they have no power unless they can get into your, get their foot in the threat, through the, a toehold in the door. Get their foot across the threshold or a toehold in the door. They have no power. It's really just the same game over and over. They have no power unless they get you to believe their lie, their false narrative, their fake reality, their fake image, their fake... If you look at Jezebel, she was from another nation. She was insecure, so she married Ahab. And she tried to use her false prophets, her flying monkeys, to try to get her agenda across. And what was her agenda? It was all lies and false. It was trying to destroy the nation through the false prophets, the lies, the half-truths. It was demonic to try to destroy the nation from within. Do you see? It's obvious. I mean, everything is revealed. There's nothing hidden because it's already been. There's no new game. This is what I'm trying to tell you. There's no new game. You already know how they're going to act based on their belief system. If they hate the Bible, even if they say they love God or love the Bible, but they don't know it. They don't read it. They don't care. They kill their babies. There's nothing wrong with abortion. Abortion's okay. That's what they say. Wrong. Why would they say they believe the Bible, but they believe in murder? It don't add up. Why would they worship the animals above the people? In other words, I don't even mean worship. I mean, why would they put animals above people? Because an animal can't fight back, can't talk back, can't do right. They can control an animal. They can control an animal. They can control a cat. They can control a domesticated animal. Why do they put animals above the human? Because they can control them. One plus one is equal to two. You got night and day. You got the yin and the yang. You got the left and the right. You got the up and the down. You can't have one without the other. You got the sin wave, the snake, the sine wave. Why was Eve tempted by the snake? The snake is the sine wave. It's the drama. It's the Draco Moss, the machine. It's the material realm. What's the matter with you? Matter? What's the matter? Matter. 3D. 3D land. The simulation. Same people, same game, same story.